Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jackie Wicks is here, too, folks. She's a new friend. Jackie is the founder of PeerTrainer.com. It's an online support system that helps people, helps lots and lots of people every month do a better job with their nutrition, with their health, with their physical conditioning. And she's been doing this a long time. She's been in the health business for a while now, and so she's an expert in this area, and we can learn a lot from her. Jackie Wicks, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on the great success of your organization. You know, Jackie, everybody wants to be healthy and physically fit, but it takes intention, it takes planning, it takes effort. It takes not being so lazy you can't get your backside up out of the recliner. It takes work. Some things have to be done in order to make that happen. They don't happen on their own, do they?
You're absolutely right. It's that old adage of personal responsibility that every day is another choice and that you can make a different one.
Of course, the short version is no pain, no gain.
It's interesting that you said that because that is how people usually look at their quest to be healthy, but that's not necessarily true, and I think that no pain, no gain is why people tend to make a different choice, and they say, oh, this is just too hard,
yeah.
And they stop. It really is more of a matter of baby steps and figuring out how it's doable, the taste that you like, and how it can really fit into your lifestyle, because we're all so busy.
Well, you know, one of the things I found out, I mean, I've been around a long time, Jackie, so I should have learned this a long time ago. Maybe I knew it, I just didn't want to do anything about it. But what I've learned is that for most folks, other than some hereditary thing you can't do anything about, for most of us, however we are, physically and nutritionally, you know, all the different things that lend to good health, however we are is mostly the choices, based on the choices we make. And,
absolutely.
And so I tried to make better choices in my life. I haven't done a good job at a lot of times, but this year, 2011, I've been changing my pattern, my behavior. I've been changing my eating pattern and it's been good. All I've done is found the things that I like to eat that don't make me fat. That's basically.
Like, what's your favorite lunch, for example?
Well, you know what? I eat a sandwich that's less than 300 calories and an apple. That's my lunch.
Uh huh. And you basically eat. Do you exchange sort of three or four meals throughout your week or your month?
Well, I kind of move it around, but the main thing is my goal right now is to get to dinner with less than 900 calories. That's my goal right now, and I've been able to do that without you know feeling deprived. But the main thing is it has helped me lose weight. And all I did, the point I'm trying to get across here, all I did was change my habits.
Mm-hmm.
I exchanged unhealthy habits for healthy habits. That's all I did.
Mm-hmm. And it was what you had just mentioned before, it was your intention, and it was also, it sounds like every day you're making a choice.
That's
every
it.
Day you say, this is what I'm doing, and I continue to do it, and you see the results. And
but if I could just get me out of that recliner more, now that's the next thing, see.
You know what's so interesting is, you know, because we have a million people a month I've observed for so many years, and I see all their... I see their daily habits, and it confirmed, there are several studies that say this, but it really confirmed this, that when it comes to diet and weight loss and making different choices, 75% of it is your food. only 25% of it is your exercise. So you making those choices that you are with your, you know, dietary needs, that's a very, very big step in the overall picture.
Well, and I one thing I believe, though, and it's pretty simple, is that if you're going to lose weight, you got to eat less calories than you expend. And isn't it important to begin with to figure out how many calories you burn in a typical day, whatever it is that you do? Isn't that an important thing to figure out?
Well, it's a good point that you're making. And what we've seen that's also interesting is that all calories are not created equal. So when you look at a 100-calorie apple versus 100 calories from maybe processed foods or something
right.
that really is void of nutrition, it ends up being a completely different equation. And, you know, we even have this system. It's free, actually. It's on Peer Trainer. And it's really a list. It's called the cheat system, but it's a list of, you know, you increase the nutrients, you increase these foods. You can eat unlimited on the left side. And you watch what you're eating on the right. And it's really based on something that you just mentioned, on that calories in, calories out, but it's really based on the fact that when you eat vegetables and you eat higher nutrient foods, that equation becomes a much different thing.
Well, and the relationship between protein and carbohydrates is big, isn't it?
Well, it's interesting, again, that you're mentioning that, because the relationship that we've seen over and over and over, remember, like, I'm observing these people. It's almost Peer Trainer is almost a weight loss lab. And what we've seen is that one of the most important things is really the vegetables.
Right.
That when you look at your plate, usually you know, with many people who take some great steps, they see their protein, they see their, you know, what they perceive it, or what they call a carbohydrate. Of course, vegetables are, you know, the good carbohydrates. But when you look at your plate, if you just start to look at it as what my main course is, the vegetables or vegetable soup, and what's on the side versus the vegetable taking the side of the plate, you'll see a tremendous change, not just in your weight loss, but also in your health and energy. And as an entrepreneur, I mean, we all know you need energy. You need having an alternative than that 2 o'clock latte. You know, getting some really good nutrients so that you can have clear thinking.
Jackie,
everything.
I hope you like Greek yogurt, because that's something I've found recently that I really like a lot. What do you think? Do you like Greek yogurt?
I do. I personally, I like it.
But is that on your list? Is that on your list of good stuff?
You know what? The list is it's great. There's nothing off the list.
Oh, okay.
The left side.
I like a list like that. Nothing's off of it, folks. PeerTrainer.com is the website. Quick break, 20 after. We're going to talk about nutrition, health in the workplace right after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.